Of course, we all know the wine in Napa Valley is famous, but there's a local delicacy there you don't want to miss. Lisa Morehouse has the story.
Dad, how many more fatties we got?
At Val's Liquor Store in downtown Napa, there's a large industrial kitchen where the Chitone family is at work.
Tell them to come and bring the container.
At the center of the scene is the patriarch, Clemente Chitone, who moved here from Lake Cuomo, Italy in the 1960s.
And I'm still cooking at the age 78.
After sautéing onions, spinach, and a few other ingredients, Chitone combines the mixture in a grinder before adding cheese and eggs. No measuring necessary.
Un pizzico in the key, a pizzico in the lee, a pinch here, a pinch there.
Then the whole family gathers at a butcher block, pinching off bits of filling, rolling the dumplings by hand.
Hey, Bello, how you doing?
Ray Guadagni is a retired judge and lifelong customer.
Can't complain for an old man.
He grew up nearby in Napa's Little Italy, and he's become an amateur historian of the neighborhood. He explains it this way. In the 1860s, young, single Italian men coming to work on the railroad lived in boarding houses here. Then, people fleeing a nearby natural disaster.
It was a devastating earthquake to San Francisco in 1906, and that led to a lot of migration here.
For decades, the town of Napa remained blue-collar, with people working in factories and orchards.
A lot of people were poor and didn't have money to go to dinner that often.
But when they could, they visited the pride of Little Italy, the Depot restaurant, opened in the 1920s by Teresa Tamborelli. As a little boy, Guadagni fetched takeout there.
My mom would send me to the back door with a pot.
A pot from her own cupboard and a note.
It would say the ravioli and the malfatti, and they would take it and bring it into the kitchen and
fill up the pot and send little Ray Guadagni back home with dinner and a sloppy wet kiss from the cook, Clemente Chitone, who by then had taken over kitchen duties from Tamborelli.
The lady that teach me was Mrs. Teresa Tamborelli. She's the one invented the famous pasta called malfatti.
Now, it's hard to prove malfatti was actually born here. Italy's Lombardy region boasts an oblong green gnocchi malfatti. And in Siena, they make nudi, little balls made of ricotta and sometimes spinach. But Napa's malfatti benefits from a great origin story. A visiting baseball team planned to eat at the Depot restaurant.
Poor Mrs. Tamborelli, she forgot the reservation. So lucky she made extra filling of the ravioli.
Clemente Chitone and Ray Guadagni explain, with too much filling and not enough dough, she rolled finger-sized dumplings.
Like little meatball.
Looked like sausage or something. And that she served instead of the ravioli.
She made a mistake. So she named it malfatti.
Meaning it's a mistake or poorly made. People loved it.
And malfatti became as ubiquitous here as spaghetti and ravioli. When the Depot restaurant changed hands and the new owner cut corners, Chitone quit. That's why he's making malfatti on his own terms, out of a liquor store. It's an echo of a vanishing working-class Napa, now better known for posh restaurants and expensive vacation homes. Chitone says he won't live forever, but he hopes malfatti will.
I hope my daughter and her family, they keep going, because otherwise Napa Valley is going to miss a hell of a good dish.
And miss that lesson, that a mistake can become something legendary. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Napa, California.